was after I retired, and I had been thinking about God quite a lot. And I just got up one morning, walked in my kitchen, and thought, I have got to go to church. And it was such a strong feeling. I thought I just had to act on it and didn't know what to do. I was going to go to a local church to ask a vicar what was happening to me, where I got these strong feelings. And then I remembered, well, something said to me, go and see Irina, who is my friend, who works in a shop at the end of the road. And she's came to me when she first came in the area to ask if I knew of a church. So I knew that she'd be a good person to ask because she'd sussed out all the local churches. Anyway, I went on to the shop and it was empty, fortunately, and explained how I was feeling to her. And she said, well, it's funny that, because somebody's just been in from MCF with a leaflet.
That's Meadowhead Christian Fellowship, isn't it?
Sorry, yes. Meadowhead Christian Fellowship, yeah. It's MCF to us now, sure, yeah. To say that Bobby Ball's come in, and why don't I go there? And I was horrified. I wanted a church with a steeple and pews and...
A traditional church.
And I said, I can't go there because that used to be the spa. I used to do my shopping there.
And just to be clear, I mean, Bobby Ball, of course, most of our listeners will know as one half of Cannon and Ball, but he's a big Christian, isn't he? We've spoken to him on this programme
before. And
he
got a brilliant message when I went to see him. It quite affected me, actually, because he explained how he became a Christian. And then after the performance, we were asked by Jonathan, who I know to be Jonathan now,
if he's the minister of your church, isn't he? Yeah,
that's right. If we would like to take a New Testament Bible home with us. And I thought, well, that's a good place to start. Mm. So I picked one up, and then as I was going out the door, this guy pushed a bag in my hand. And I, oh, got a goodie bag, what's in here? Anyway, when I got home and I opened it, I realised it was about the Alpha Course. I thought, like, this is kind of just what I'm looking for. Anyway, I put it on hold until after Christmas because it started in January. Mm. And then I decided to do it, which is totally not me. I don't do courses. I don't do courses without someone holding my hand and taking me there.
What made you do it then? What gave you that impetus to take it on?
No, it was just such a strong feeling. I just kept looking at it and I kept thinking, well, yeah, I want to know about that and I want to know about this. So I just went on and I enrolled. And I remember walking on the night, first night of the course, and it was a misty, horrible night, cold, and what am I doing coming out on a night like this? Must be mad. And then I walked up to the church and I just saw it lit up, you know, well, the spa.
Did you go with questions in your mind about God and religion and faith, or did you just go wondering what they were going to throw at you?
I think I was at the time in my life when I wanted to know what life was all about. And to be honest, I thought there's got to be more than this. And so I needed advice. And I thought the best place to get it would be looking at the brochure on the Alpha Course to go and check it out, you know, on the course.
Did you get the answers that you were looking for?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did, because the Alpha Course is... I thought at first I would be questioned about my lack of faith or something like that. But I wasn't. It was brilliant. They made you feel welcome. You're part of a group after you've had a lovely meal together and you can ask questions or stay silent. And I just found myself asking questions all the time. So, yeah, I did get the answers.
And would you recommend it? I guess the answer is yes. Would you recommend it to anyone who's
answered? I would recommend it to everybody. Just check it out, you know. Really, it's a brilliant course.